And welcome to Two Guys and a Microphone.
Hey y'all, welcome to Two Guys and a Microphone, episode 1.0, the first full-fledged episode that we are putting out there. First episode was a little introduction. Some of you guys were frustrated in how pathetic it was.
It was just episode 0.5, so we can't really be judged by that, right?
No, I mean, it wasn't even a whole number.
No, I mean, right? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been a fraction. Could have been a fraction.
Well, we went with the decimal because...
We did, because you can't make fractions online.
What if you could?
Then it'd still be useless.
Anyway, we got a pretty jam-packed show today.
We
put some time and effort into this show.
Yeah, we did.
I'm pretty proud of it.
We got some talk on some recent passings, some movie reviews for some pretty high quality movies that have come out recently, and our opinions on those.
Our
high quality two thumbs up or one thumb down, you know, esteemed review.
And we're gonna talk a little bit about sports, a little bit about the some big NBA trades that went down.
A little bit blockbuster.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit also about. We're going to actually finish the show with a couple personal anecdotes. I mean, it happened to both of us, but we're both persons, thus
and
personal.
Yes, we don't have any anecdotes, per se, but
we
have personal anecdotes.
There are stories that happened to us that we thought were pretty funny. We thought we should share them with you, and we hope it would get the ball rolling as far as you guys sharing your crazy stories with us.
And us commenting on them.
And us commenting on them and bringing them live on the air.
But anyway, so we're going to hit it off right now. I hope you guys enjoy. Just beat it!
Beat it!
In case you've been living under a rock over the past 24 hours or so. 12. Michael Jackson has passed away, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, performers of all time.
As far as solo entertainers on a concert, yeah, I'm going with greatest.
Greatest of all time.
If anyone can think of a greater solo entertainer, heck, band.
Band,
if you think,
band.
That put on a better show at a concert. Michael Jackson revolutionized it.
He did.
And if you tell me NSYNC, I'm going to smack you, because there'd be no NSYNC without Michael Jackson, another one of his influences, I mean.
That's the truth. And other than the few blemishes he had with...
The dude was a little wacko.
People under the age of 12. Other than that, I think he would go down as one of the greatest human beings of all time.
He had a bunch of charities. He gave a whole bunch to a lot of people that needed it.
He gave a lot to six-year-olds.
Philanthropical? He's a good guy, as far as giving.
Philanthropical.
Anyway, I did a little bit of research when I found out his passing, and I looked up, I tried to find the best estimate as far as what his numbers were and sheer record sales. I found
astounding.
Nuts. In the U.S., he had the second biggest selling album of all time with Thriller. It was barely behind one of the Eagles' greatest hits album. However, if you take into account the worldwide sales, every single estimate I looked at was 100 million plus. And the next highest, I believe, was in the 70s. I mean, Thriller sold over 100 million copies worldwide.
That's an insane amount. And we were talking, that would never, ever, ever in the history of this earth be topped, ever.
No.
Even with the population soaring, when's the last time you bought a CD?
No, never.
I haven't bought a CD since, like, 7th grade, when CDs first started. I don't even think I bought CDs then.
I think I owned maybe one, like, 12-pack case, because you could buy the cases, as far as CDs, and that was it. That's the end of it.
I bought the Now CDs. My sister collected the Now CDs. Yeah.
Well, you should have like 30-something CDs.
We were missing like 4, 7, 11, and like Now Christmas. Because who gives a... My mom had like Kenny G, which is kind of gay, but I mean, it fits the bill.
Anyway, that's a good off track. Sorry, it's Kevin's now sadness. Apparently, him and his sister just stay up till 3 in the morning. Say, oh, we haven't had that one yet.
But we had.
The dude was just, he revolutionized music videos. Anybody who's seen the music video, if you don't love the Thriller music video.
That's the only thing our band did well.
That's the only thing the University of Florida Gators band ever did well was Thriller. So I feel like they should tip their large hats to him.
Large free hats to them.
The guy was a little nuts, but you can't knock the fact that his music was revolutionary. He sparked a whole genre. I mean, he was the king of pop.
King of pop.
Probably like the Adam and Eve of pop, too. I mean, he created it, essentially, in the 80s.
Yes, I don't think you can discredit anything that he did in his career.
No. He was actually all set in a few weeks to go on tour in London. He was supposed to start a worldwide tour. I said it right. In a few weeks, actually. I think it was next month. In London, and go worldwide with a huge show. Because the guy didn't do anything. He didn't do anything half-assed. No. He did a show. He didn't want to go out there and just sing.
That dude was putting on a performance. And it's a sad day to see him pass, because I know a lot of the young performers today are looking at him and what he did, not even with the Jackson 5, but, I mean, some people forget that he was in that, too, and, I mean, that was...
They were a big group, man. They went platinum how many times?
I mean, there would be no Partridge Family, there would be no any of that without the Jackson 5, so... I can buy the rights to all the Beatles tracks, though, now that he's passed.
He was only 50, which is kind of, I think a lot. Some people, I feel like people either thought he was way older or way younger than that.
Yeah, well.
Only 50, it was kind of a...
When you fuck with yourself that much.
No one can doubt the fact that he was a little bit crazy, but you also can't doubt the fact that his music was revolutionary, to say the absolute least, and he was a great entertainer. I personally... loved his music videos. They played Billie Jean on CNN immediately after it happened, and I was just, digging it. I wanted to get up and dance and talk about how Billie Jean is not my lover.
So, it's a big tragedy for music, so tell us what you think, your opinions on it.
Yeah, we want to hear about what you thought of him. If any big fans out there...
Any people that really despise him? I don't know if there are any people out there like that.
I mean, how can you not listen? How can you watch the Thriller video and be like, this shit's awesome? Like, I'm on Halloween?
I've never met anybody that...
No.
I mean, if anything, you're indifferent. So, let us know what you think. Let us know your favorite... Fuck, let us know your favorite Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, we want to know your favorite song. If you know anyone who can do the moonwalk, you're the coolest... To this day, the coolest people who can dance are the ones who can do the moonwalk.
That's true. I try to do the moonwalk, but... I just look like a white guy.
So did he.
But he wasn't white when he originated. Okay. I mean, I can put on the whole one glove thing and try it and pinch my testicles and sing really high, but still, I'm not Michael. So
Michael. Nor will anyone ever will be Michael. You will be missed. That was our little tribute to him.
Rest in peace, Big Mike.
We want to know what you think, everybody. Moving on, this is Two Guys in a Mic podcast.
Two guys.
Sports talk.
All right, now, we're going to move over to some sports talk real quick. I mean,
NBA.
A little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about two of the big NBA trades that went down just this past day. We know not everybody out there is an NBA fan, but we personally have... I mean, we like it, we dig it.
We watch sports in here collectively probably 6 times a day.
At least.
If you put the amount of time that we spend watching sports
in here. At least. I probably put that 8 hours a day.
Yeah, that's my alarm clock in the morning. As soon as I hear the same sentence again, I know I've been watching for an hour.
So one of the big trades that went down is, and the first one that went down, it actually went down 2 a.m., I think, on Thursday.
Yeah.
It was actually Shaquille O'Neal is going to play with LeBron James in Cleveland. Ben Wallace and Sasha Pavlovich.
In other words, $500,000.
Yeah, whatever.
Which would be nice in my pocket, but for an NBA team, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's not much.
What'd you get for $500,000?
Yeah, I could buy a lot.
It was like a throw-in for their
team. Yeah, here you go.
Anyway, so Shaq's going to play with LeBron. Personally, I don't think it's going to work out. I think LeBron has control of that team, and I don't know if Shaq knows how to be on a team that he doesn't have control of.
I mean, Justin's going to go with the whole personality issue. I honestly think that if you just look at the play styles, Shaq didn't fit in Phoenix, and Phoenix tried to change their whole thing when he got there. In Phoenix, they were a running gun. They stuck Shaq down there. Shaq's a big dude.
Shaq doesn't run.
I wouldn't fuck with Shaq. He's a big dude. The best thing Shaq does is stand in the low block
and
take one step and dunk.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen LeBron James play, but he owns the paint.
Yeah.
And he needs the paint to operate.
Yep.
And frankly, Shaq standing in the paint, that's a large body that takes up a large amount of space.
One of the biggest reasons why him and Zydrunas Ilgauskas worked was because Big Z could step out and hit that 10 to 12 footer and not stand in the paint. So LeBron could drive in and do his same one dunk that he only has, which he will be doing in hell for eternity when
that's
he dies,
true.
By the way.
That one
dunk
his
where he looks at the rim straight on and has okay. Anyway, you guys can't see that I was just doing it sitting here, but anyway, and Shaq. But the problem is LeBron's gonna go do that, and Shaq's gonna be standing there like, I weigh more than you. What the fuck do you plan on doing
now? Give me the ball,
dog.
Shaq's gonna want the ball. LeBron's gonna want the ball. Not to mention they don't have a true point there.
No. Yeah. So for the love of God, you need a point guard. And as far as personality wise, Shaq is a goofball. But he is a goofball with 4 championship rings. So when he needs to tighten the belt and say, guys, let's do this, it can be done. LeBron is a goofball who throws...
like 40 stacks.
LeBron is a goofball that throws baby powder in the air before every game.
Which has already been done.
By KG.
Who also has rings.
Yes, exactly. So LeBron is what we call a poser in technical terms. And in my personal terms, he's a bitch.
We're not big fans of LeBron.
No, especially me. I can't stand the guy. I think he is a
I like watching him
kid.
Play, but that kid's been giving everything to him since he was in fucking 10th grade.
Oh, yeah. The dude got a Hummer for his, like, junior, like, high school.
He turned 16.
Yeah. He got
his mom bought him a Hummer.
Yeah. Anyway.
Guess what I got when I turned 16? A high five. That's what
I got.
I got
my license.
16. And a high five.
I may have gotten a high five.
I got a high five.
Yeah, no, I might have gotten a low five.
I might have gotten 2 high fives.
I'm from the north, so we got low fives.
Oh, we got low fives? I think I got around the back five, actually.
Anyway, moving on, not wasting too much of y'all's time. The other big trade was Vince Carter. Vince Sanity, native of Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, what's up? Graduated from my high school, Vince Sanity.
Yes.
Seen the guy play a pickup game, almost played in a pickup game with him, but I didn't drive at the time, so I had to leave.
He hadn't got that high five yet,
because I saw him playing a pickup game. Vince Carter to Orlando for Rafer.
Rafer and Tony Battee
and
Courtney Lee.
Now, my opinion on this trade is why. I watched the Orlando Magic from Florida.
Yep.
Love Vince Carter.
An hour and a half away from Orlando.
Vince Carter graduated from my high school, but Orlando, what in the fuck were you thinking? The only reason that I see why you made this trade was ticket sales. And to let you know, you just made it to the conference semi, or the fucking finals. You just made it to the finals.
I don't know if you know, but that is, finals is NBA terms for ticket sales.
Ticket sales. There's no reason for this. One of the only bright spots in the playoffs
was
day in and day and night was Courtney Lee.
And that dude can play defense. Dude could hit some big jumpers. Vince Carter, he can windmill dunk and hit some three-pointers, but his career shooting percentage is like 30%.
Love the guy. Why?
Love the guy. One of the greatest, I mean, as far as NBA, I mean, we're talking about entertainers today. I mean, as far as NBA, the dude put on the single best NBA dunk show. The dude is...
Go look at his high school
highlight
team. It's absolutely ridiculous. Another reason I have a problem with it, a lot of NBA teams nowadays don't even have one point guard. You just had Rafer Alston, who led you to the NBA Finals, as your backup point guard.
The All-Star... Jameer Nelson
coming back. So not only did you gave up your backup point guard, now you got some, like, 49-year-old... Johnson on
Anthony
your bench.
Who looks like the Koopa Troopers from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Don't even get me started on what people on that team look like. But
And no one has still yet to teach Dwight Howard how to shoot a short jumper.
We are not big. I'm just gonna do an aside here. We think Dwight Howard is the worst offensive big man in the league next to Greg Oden.
Greg Oden didn't even count though.
Greg Oden didn't count because he's not a basketball player. No. He's just a guy that jumps and puts back.
He's a fuck guy.
He is a fuck guy.
Dwight Howard is a great person. He's funny. He can play awesome defense. He rebounds like crazy only because his teammates watch him do it.
Yeah. Dwight Howard gets 20 rebounds a game. The Orlando Magic get 22.
Yeah, right. And the dude just needs to learn a jump shot. I don't know why Patrick Ewing doesn't smack the dude across the...
Patrick, take a bite out with Patrick Ewing.
Get dunked on.
Get dunked on by Patrick Ewing.
Obviously, both of us are...
I have an 8-foot jumper. I fucking suck, and I have an 8-foot jumper.
Oh, man.
Dwight Howard, you're like 7-foot infinity, and you're huge, and you don't have a fucking...
The dude's shoulders, like... You know that guy Atlantis that holds up the...
Yeah.
That dude's looking at Dwight Howard going...
Yeah, and he's holding up the Earth.
Yeah, the Dwight Howard club like Jupiter.
That's a big planet. I think it's all gas, though, so I don't know how he would hold it up. All
right, well, like a big Venus, if you will.
But anyway, Orlando, what in the hell were you thinking? That was just... I don't know.
Since I hate you... I would like to say that good job on making the trade that will ensure the fact that you don't make the
NBA Finals. That you don't make the playoffs. Congratulations.
Thank you for that.
Granted, we'll probably be very entertaining when Cleveland and Orlando are meeting again to play.
Right, and then Boston goes right by them.
Yeah, when KG busts back out the baby powder throw.
And says, "Dear LeBron, eat this." Okay, that's going to wrap up our sports talk. Sorry
Jesus
to ramble.
Jesus Christ.
We do get passionate about a lot of things, and sports is probably the number one thing that we're going to get passionate about. We don't want to waste too much time with it because we know, not everyone out there is a sports fan. Stay tuned next. We're actually going to bring to you some movie reviews.
Some Ebert and Roper special.
Forget Ebert and Roper. This is Kevin and Justin coming at you. Two guys and a mic. Movie reviews coming up next. Stay tuned.
Two guys and a movie? What's up? I'm gonna hit you with a little movie reviews.
Movie reviews.
I'm just a little side note here. I don't really like to go to movies. I don't like to watch movies. Like if I fucking Trivia Pursuit. What is that thing called? Trivia Pursuit. Like
seen it.
Seen it, dude. If you ever want to bet $20 and beat me, play Seen It. All
right.
Don't rock paper scissors me because I'll probably take your money. But play Seen It.
I'm gonna go on the other side and say that I actually enjoy it.
You enjoy movies.
I enjoy going to see movies.
Not that I don't enjoy it, I just don't do it.
I do it a lot, especially in the summer. Every summer movie that comes out, like almost the first weekend, if not the first day, I'm seeing it. And as far as Seen It trivia concern, I have people that I've beaten before that will tell you that I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not like. I don't know, like, all these crazy details, but I've seen a lot of movies.
That's good. I like movies. I suck. I've seen the good ones. I've seen a couple bad ones. I just, sometimes in a movie, I'm just like, I feel like I could be doing something better right now than sitting in a chair
like
or watching
a podcast.
Movie. Yeah. But not that I don't like movies, I just don't do it that often.
Let's start off with The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Which I think is going to turn out to be the number one surprise in the summer.
Absolutely. When you saw I saw the previews.
You think, you know what, this looks funny.
It looks funny, looks okay. I could go and laugh, spend $7, buy a thing, like a half gallon of Icy.
We'll get to that later.
And drink it, and you know what, it would be good. On the contrary, we showed up.
Fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
It looks funny, it gives you hilarious.
It is, I think that I peed my pants 3 times. I think after the 4th time when I peed my pants were already saturated and I didn't know.
We went to what, the 12:30 show or something?
Not even like the
midnight showing when it comes out, like the next day, like the midnight.
Yeah, 30, it was the next, yeah, 12:30. It was the next day, because they didn't have a midnight showing.
Yeah, they didn't have a midnight showing of it, which turns out to me was a big mistake, I feel like that made a boatload.
Huge mistake. We were in a college town, and that is, that is a college fucking
movie. It was sold out. There was sold out. We were laughing so hard, And there was other people. I mean, we were laughing so hard the whole theater was. We missed things.
We had to illegally download it and watch it again.
We had to go back. I mean, I didn't feel bad because we already paid for it. So I was like, these guys are getting my $8.50.
Yeah. Which they probably only got like $3 off. But like, I mean, so, I'll probably buy the DVD so they'll get another
I walked out of the movie, then we downloaded it illegally. I was like, I want this movie to come out on DVD right now.
Now.
So I can just buy it and watch it over and over, see the special features.
That shit was the fun. I think there was, like, maybe combined 14 seconds where I wasn't laughing. And, like, those seconds were when I was catching my breath and making sure that, you know, I wasn't urinating on somebody else.
I mean, if you haven't seen it already, I promise you it's worth your money. I promise you. For those of you who have seen it, aren't you lucky?
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen, what is it, Galifianakis?
I haven't
seen very much of his stand-up, but that dude is fucking hilarious.
His timing was perfect. I mean, the whole cast, I feel like, just worked.
It
really worked.
I think a lot of the movie, the jokes were just timed very well.
The whole setup was good, though.
It was awesome. And Mike Tyson was in it.
He still got it.
He still got it. Fucking, that movie was awesome. I just want to have a moment of silence for all the times that I laughed and stole other people's moments of silence. Okay, anyway.
It's just frowned upon.
Yeah, it's not.
Like masturbating in an airplane.
Fucking Bin Laden.
I think that's illegal, too. Well, yeah, Laden. Now after 9/11, it's not like everyone's so sensitive.
Fucking Bin Laden.
Fuck you, Bin Laden.
That movie, I only have two thumbs, so I'm going to give it two thumbs up.
I'm going to give it two thumbs and a toe.
I'll give it all 20 of my...
Orifice?
This is not an orifice.
Extremities?
It's not an orifice.
What the fuck's an orifice?
Like your fucking anus. You want to give it one anus up?
I would, but I couldn't put the anus up and the fucking fingers up at the same time. That'd be awkward.
All right, well, I'm getting 20 extremities up.
Yeah, no, it was...
All 20.
It was hilarious.
It's just funny.
Beginning to end, because not only was it, like, quotable, like, Anchorman, but it was, like, laugh-out-loud hilarious, like, old school.
Wedding Crashers... Somebody said Wedding Crashers was funny. Like, this movie...
Wedding Crashers was funny, but this was... Wedding Crashers, like, if it was, like, A-Rod on steroids.
Which happened. This movie also happened.
This movie was just, from beginning to end, there's very few movies that don't drag in the middle.
That's true.
I mean, like, they're funny in the beginning, and they kind of drag, and they tell the story, and then there's, like, a big punch-off at the, like, a big, like, hilarious thing at the end. No, like, the whole time.
Don't expect a huge, awesome, well-elaborate plot. Although there was a decent plot.
It was funny.
Expect a huge, elaborate...
I wanted to know what, like, how are they ever going to make it back. I mean, I wanted to know.
It was an awesome movie.
The characters are good, the dialogue's good, if you haven't seen it. If you have, see it again. Give us your comments, your favorite parts, and we've seen it two, three times.
Two times already. We're probably gonna see it again.
We might watch it again pretty soon this weekend or something. I mean, the thing's hilarious. See it. I mean, the surprise. I would say.
On another note, what was it? Yes, 2 days ago.
Well, Tuesday. The midnight show, the very first showing of Transformers.
Very first. The 12:01 a.m. showing. We went to, the theater was playing, like 16 theaters were playing it.
16 out of like, they only had 15 theaters. They had 15.
Yeah, they had one big screen outside.
Yeah.
It was like a drive-in, like old school. It was sweet.
It was cool.
I just made that shit up.
It was Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen. Which, I actually thought the Fallen just went the bad guys, but actually there was a guy
named the Fallen. There was a guy named the Fallen who was,
which
like
I thought was a little anticlimactic. Like, I feel like they didn't even try, but, I mean, it was... Anyway.
To understand what we're coming here, you have to have seen the first one. If you haven't seen the first one, get the fuck out from under your rock, figure out that Michael Jackson died, and go see the fucking first one.
I agree. The second one... The reason the first one, I feel like, was so good... was that a lot of people went in there not really knowing what to expect.
That's true.
A lot of people went in there...
Including me.
Oh, yeah, me too. I totally admit. I went into that first one going, yeah, it looks cool, but
it's based on a Hasbro action figure.
How great is it going to be?
Because you've seen the previews for G.I. Joe, and that movie's going to suck dick.
God fucking awful.
Anyway.
That god awful. Anyway. So you got into the first one. You were very impressed. I mean, it looked great, sounded great. the world discovered Megan Fox.
Oh, I just
even if it
Megan
was a
Fox.
Terrible movie, even if like the Transformers were replaced with like Furbies
and they were plastic,
would have been like a great movie.
Yeah, so would have. Megan Fox's nipples.
The second one is a little bit longer.
It was a little over 2 hours.
It was 2.5.
2.5 hours. Well, that would be anyway, significantly over 2 hours.
That would be, but so you're right. Just not right enough. I'm gonna say this. There's the funny wit and the little one-liners that made the first one kind of awesome. They're not really
lacking.
All there.
However, the mom in the movie made up for it.
The mom in the movie's hilarious.
I feel that the movie was a little bit more raunchy, like with some of the stuff that was said.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The quotes that they cussed a lot too, which. I mean, I don't care, but it took me by surprise. Cause
they, implied a lot, too. Beep! Yeah. I mean, not beep, but...
Not beep, but, like, a lawnmower would start.
Or, like, a big-ass explosion.
Yeah.
A lawnmower, really? No, it was a big-ass fucking explosion with Megan Fox's titties bouncing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, there were no lawnmowers. They were in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to ruin it for you, but they were in the middle of the desert.
They go to the desert. Well, that's not really ruining it. For all the quick wit and surprise that came with the first one, they make up with it with ginormous...
Megan Fox boobs.
Megan Fox boobs and ginormous Transformer Optimus Prime v. Megatron action. Okay, let me give you a little setup. I had to sit in front. There was four of us. I had to sit in front, in the one seat between two girls. And then there was the three people behind us. I gave Kevin $5 to buy me an icy. He walks back with this probably 18 inch tall, 4 inch wide. The only thing that big he'll ever hold.
Hey-o!
I mean this thing full of icy, and I just look at him jaw dropped, and the people sitting next to me are cracking up, and I just look at him and go, "What the fuck is that, Kevin?" And he was like, "It was only
$6.50."
$6.50, which I could have gotten eight slushies for, or
Slurpees.
No, for.
Slushies like 89. Cents.
I was walking out and I was like, "Hey, Kevin, can you get a free refill on this?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "No, because really, I want to go feed Africa."
It was a lot of ice.
It was the biggest. I didn't finish it. It was a 2.5 hour movie of shit blowing up. You think I'd have finished an icy, but no. I mean, that's how big this icy was. But getting back to the movie, good movie. Don't wait for it to get on DVD.
Yeah, apparently some of the other reviews that were out said it was bad and liked the first one. But to be honest, if the first one was playing in the theater, I think I would pay $7 to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, the reason the first one was so good is you get to go sit in this theater and fucking watch this monstrosities beat the shit out of each other. And it was awesome. Go watch it.
At some points it was confusing because, a robot, you don't really know what's its arm because it's actually a tire and a right front fender, so you don't know that that's its arm hitting the other dude's face, which is the windshield and windshield wiper.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a little confusing, but then you see one guy get his head pulled off, and it's awesome.
You just go watch Transformers beat the shit out of themselves. Don't go for the intricate romance.
Do go to see Megan Fox.
Go see Megan Fox. I will tell you this. It's not a spoiler. They have to run 2 miles in the desert to reach their, pickup point. And
awesome.
I tell you, throughout those 2 miles, she just gets hotter.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. It's incredible.
Awesome. It's awesome.
Nature. Yeah. She's just awesome.
God said yes to this one. So just go see it. Go see the
Hangover. I'll give it one and a half thumbs up. One and a half. It was well worth your money.
I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up.
One and a half. So 3.5 out of 4.
2.5 hours of just straight enjoyment. Great time. Hangover, I give as many thumbs up as possible.
Just 2.
Yeah, well, go see it. We're going to move on now. Sorry to take up too much of your time, but obviously we love our movies. We're going to move on to a little bit of personal
anecdotes. We got two little stories to tell you, two little intricate stories to tell you. Should be fun, so listen up for that.
Two guys.
Personal anecdotes.
Alright, hey guys. It's time for us to kick off our little personal anecdote part of this
story time.
Story time. Just some funny things that happened to us that we want to share and hope to inspire you to share your personal funny stories with us. The first of which came, ironically enough, after we recorded episode 0.5.
0.5.
I was in our kitchen, you know, getting a glass of water. Kevin was about to go back to his.
By the way, this is like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, 4 in the morning.
3, 4 in the
morning. No, it was like 4:30.
4:30?
I ended up getting to bed at like 5 in the morning. Anyway,
4 in the morning.
I hear some air brakes. I think, well, either there's a bus outside my door or the garbage man's coming crazy early.
Two ridiculous.
Yeah, either one seems.
Propositions.
Like, look out my the front window, and I see full size fire trucks, an ambulance, and the
one little, hazmat truck.
A hazmat truck.
Hazardous materials.
For those of you who don't know, I yell, I go, Kevin, get your ass out here, get your ass out here.
And I said, hold on, I have to pee.
Which he did, and then I waited, and then he finished.
And then I walked outside.
We booked outside, and we see these three trucks, and we're looking around, just confused as all can be. We're the only ones that seem to notice. We're the only ones, like, watching.
Well, because it was 4:30 in the morning.
It was 4:30 in the morning. And we see, they're none of them are really rushing. They're all just kind of in their half uniform, like just the overalls kind
of. We kind of knew that it wasn't anything really severe and major because I mean the ambulance was just sitting there with its lights off, and if it was anything, probably the ambulance would have probably been gone.
Oh yeah, I mean the guy like there's always like the fire chief. He's like in a Suburban or like a large Chevy SUV for some reason.
Like off to the side, you know.
He was taken off. I mean he was like, this isn't worth my time.
Yeah. I am worth way more money than sitting here. And,
I mean, he makes 40. Anyway, so they're talking. They're going in and out this apartment directly across the parking lot from where we are. And they're talking to this young
black kid. He was on the phone.
He was on the phone, staying in the medium, like, dividing the parking lot.
He wasn't really frantic, wasn't really worried. He just kind of seemed chill. So we thought, I mean, we didn't even think he was a part of it, really, because he was so relaxed.
We thought he was like us, just watching, talking to his friends about it. Like, hey, guess what I'm watching? Go
ahead. And so we're standing there. We're like, you know, let's go up and talk to this kid. And just like, all right, let's what I mean.
It's like a car accident. You gotta know what's going on.
You gotta know what's going on. It's 4:30 in the morning. Like he might think that I just woke up and feel obligated to tell me. So the scene kind of clears. The truck kind of pulled away.
Oh, the truck picked off. He's still on his phone.
And so he's on his phone, and we're like, well, shit, you know, maybe he's just pretending he's going to be on his phone. He didn't want to talk to us, yada, yada. We're like, whatever. So he hangs up his phone, and he turns around, and he goes, you guys want to know what happened?
And like, he said, yes.
We
finished our podcast. Yeah. We're ready for episode 1.0 already. We have some material.
We're ready for you. So we walk up to this dude, and we ask him what happened, and this is the ridiculousness that went down.
I mean, they're almost verbatim. I mean, it's hard to.
We really don't understand. We do understand, but at the same time, when you hear it, you'll be like, "What the fuck does that mean?"
He told us he was dreaming, dog, and he had this dream that he found these shoes on the ground on the sidewalk, and he picked them up and he kept them, and his mom
yelled at him.
Yelled at him, and he was like, "Well, mom, if you found a bunch of money on the street,
would you pick it up?"
And
she said, yeah.
He said, well, it's like, that's like me with the shoes. And then,
apparently, some guys got on some dirt bikes and chased him into his apartment.
So, for stealing the shoes, people on dirt bikes chased him into his apartment.
And apparently, in all this, he picked up the phone and called 911. And told them that he was getting chased by dirt bikes and they were in his apartment and he was suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, because there were dirt bikes going off, like, driving around in his apartment.
So he said that he was woken up on the phone with 911 by 911.
And said, they're here to get me, they're here to get me, because
he thought that they were the people on the dirt bikes.
In his dream, he called 911, said that there was carbon monoxide poisoning, got woken up by the hazardous materials people from the fire from the Gainesville Fire Department, and said, "Oh my God, they're here to get me," and freaked the fuck out
because he thought that they were the ones on the dirt bikes trying to get him for the shoes that he had picked up off the street that his mom yelled at him for.
So the moral of the story is,
what the fuck? Don't do drugs. That's the moral of the story. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So if you ever think you've done something crazy in your sleep, like twitched and like hit your head on the wall or something.
Or kicked the wall, like, I've done that before.
Yeah, right? Like, you didn't call 911 and get woken up by hazardous material.
And then yell because you thought you were being kidnapped.
And had carbon monoxide poisoning.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, people.
What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck? Are you serious?
So if you have anything crazy, like, I mean, that's real. I mean, we couldn't make that up. I mean, that was nuts. I mean, that was hilarious. It was, ironically, like, right after, we just finished the podcast, we listened to it, the first one, the episode 0.5, and we're like, all right, that works, time to go to bed, good night, you know?
Yeah, we told the kid to go get some sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, dude, good luck having, like, some nice sleep. He's like, hey, I just talked to my mom, she's praying for me, and I was like...
You need more than prayers.
Yeah.
You need a psychiatrist. That's... Yeah. Not what I said to her, but I would have.
Our next story is something that is also equally as real as the first. And the best stories are real stories. I mean, I know comedians always say that in their little, you know, stand-ups, but
mostly Foxworthy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the best stories really are real. Kevin and I, we're working at our place of business, our local eatery.
It's an ice cream place. It's an ice cream place. We work at an ice cream place. We were working one fine evening. It was a Friday evening.
So, I mean, we weren't quite busy yet, you know, but we were getting ready for that
and,
Friday
rush. And we had some interesting ladies come, you know, they ordered from us, and, you know, just typical. We like to engage our customers.
Yeah, we engage, you know, try to make some tips.
Whatever that may be, flirting,
they were obviously
joking.
Locals, and by that meaning they were...
Local yokels, we like cheesecake and country music.
Yeah, they're local people.
They are local,
country.
They are...
What do you think?
Rednecks.
What do you think?
Just rednecks.
I said junior high school. Maybe
yeah,
16,
they
17. Maybe. Neither one's cute.
Neither one even close.
One was actually just slightly less ugly than the other one.
Combined, they were like a 3 out of 10.
Yes.
Maybe,
exactly.
I'll give them like a 3.5.
And so, you know, we served them their ice cream, being personable gentlemen that we are.
We're gentlemen.
We served them their ice cream, invited them to have a nice day. Go about our business, cleaning up in the back room and whatnot. All of a sudden, one of them comes up and hands us...
A note.
A note.
On a Taco Bell napkin.
On a small brown Taco Bell napkin.
Which got me excited because I love Taco Bell.
Delicious.
The next morning, not so much.
No.
My toilet has yelled at me several times after Taco Bell evening.
And we're going to go ahead and read each other's. It was actually a Taco Bell napkin split right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Not really exactly down the middle. There's like a little squiggly.
Anyway.
Like it's kind of like a, you know.
This is the note verbatim. You have to know that we are Kevin. There's two girls. There was Kevin and I, myself. We each served one of them. The one that Kevin served, Kevin was dancing just a little.
We play music.
We play music in the place that we work.
I was shimmying to some like Enrique Iglesias. Because yeah, who wouldn't shimmy to Enrique?
And then she implied that I bet you dance naked on the ice cream.
And I said, yes, I do dance naked on the ice cream. The same ice cream that you just ate.
To which she smiled. And I would like to read you now the note that she wrote to Kevin later on. Hey, guy that likes to dance naked on ice cream. Sorry about the napkin. If you've ever really... get lonely, which she spelt wrong. She actually spelt it correctly the first time, but crossed it out and respelt it
lonely.
So if you ever get lonely, dancing on ice cream, call me and we'll hang out. Or dance on the ice cream,
(in parentheses)
naked. Together.
Exclamation mark, smiley face.
Love, S. Love. I mean, her whole name's there, and her phone number is there, but obviously that would not be irresponsible of us to give away her phone number.
Because I've already called it, and she, you know, she's not interested anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, you know. Anyway, I mean, on the second half of the napkin is obviously Justin's portion of the note. I mean, it's squiggly. I think my note actually owns more than half of the note.
Bullshit.
But here it is. Hey, cute ice cream guy. Sorry about the crappy brown Taco Bell napkin, but it's all I had in my car. Well, they had a car. That means they're at least 16.
They at least got that high five.
16. They at least got a high five. LOL. You seemed pretty cool and damn good looking. So if you're ever free from making, here it is, yummy in my tummy ice creams all day, give me a call. Love, Mint Girl, Mint with Kit Kat Girl.
She got Mint with Kit Kat.
B.
Small size.
Small Mint with Kit Kat.
Yeah, we're going to call her B.
B.
And, of course, her phone number is there as well. And it is a local number.
It is a local number, which we knew.
And, that was Friday night.
Whatever happened to parents telling you to not talk to strangers?
Whatever happened to that? I'm
Yeah, if you're hot, you know, send me a note at my work. If you're not hot, don't talk to strangers.
So yeah, both those notes are totally real, totally written to us, totally can be seen still. We hung it up in our place of business for everyone to look at.
It's hilarious. My God.
But we want to use that as a segue for you to say, I mean, it doesn't have to do with somebody giving a number for you giving a number, even if it was way back in the day in middle school and you, like, wrote somebody a note that said, yes, no, maybe, will you go out with me, which I did, by the way. It totally works.
Ew!
That's right. Anyway,
You circled maybe.
Thank you. Anyway, we want to use that to say, please send us your stories, send us what you want us to talk about, send us whatever.
Whatever.
I mean...
whatever.
The best way to the two guys and a microphone podcast, the group on Facebook,
open group, just made a group.
Invite all your friends. You can invite whoever you want to go there. I mean, invite people to just look at the website, show it off to all your friends. Say, hey, I know these guys. They're good guys. They're hilarious. Just check them out.
Twitter, two guys and a mic. Twitter.com/two guys and a mic.
Check out what we're talking about, what we're thinking about.
Justin's going to start Twittering more.
Oh yeah, dude.
Sometime.
More the places that get Wi-Fi, my iTouch, man. And Twitter is like a virus, dude.
And what are we on? We're on iTunes, two guys, no space between two guys, and a microphone.
Yep.
We're also on Podomatic, twoguysandamic.podomatic.com.
Want to give a shout-out to Brian Malin?
B. Malin, Nalen Malin, what is up? He hit us up. He is now our friend. He is our fan on Podomatic. Also, last one, hit us up at Gmail, twoguysandamic@gmail.com.
The number two.
Number guys two, guysandamic@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys listening.
Thank you very much.
You know, if you like it, let us know. If you don't like it, let us know what we need to change. I'm about to post this one up. First full-fledged episode. More to come. We still got some other topics.
We got a whole bunch to talk about. I mean, we're going to try to keep these segments as far as us talking about a little bit about sports. We're trying not to get too much into it. It is baseball season, so we don't really care about that.
Yeah, that shit is boring.
But we will be talking about movies, plenty, personal anecdotes, plenty. But we really want to start commenting on things that have happened to you guys that maybe we can add our two cents to and make it, you know, outstanding.
Outstanding. Make it so our ravaging fans can hear you.
Yeah, and we want ravaging fans. There was a site on Amazon that there was a podcast kit that would promise ravaging fans.
And that's what we want.
We don't need no fucking kit.
We don't need no kit.
Oh, like we're gonna actually get ravaging fans and then just sell out.
Last time I needed a kit, I was making like at home crystals in my like.
Last time I
needed
a kit, there was like first aid.
Yeah.
I did like a band aid.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed listening to us. We got a little bit long on this one. We didn't plan on going this long, but
it's okay.
A lot happened we wanted to talk about.
A lot happened. It's good, though. It's good. So, you know, keep in touch. I'm going on vacation, so we're putting this one out there, but I'll be back in a week, and we'll probably have one in 2 weeks or so.
We'll probably have a 4th of July weekend edition.
Oh, yeah, 4th of July. Soon. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. I love fireworks.
And holidays always bring out the worst in people, too. So, you know, there's plenty of us, you know, plenty for us to talk about.
So hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. And thanks for listening. See you guys soon.
Two guys in a mic.